Welcome to Awaken Your Inner Whole Woman, the show for spiritually rooted women who are hungry for change and growth. I am your host, Natalie Warren, and my mission as a personal development strategist and inner healer is to inspire, educate, and motivate women worldwide to stop limiting themselves and settling for less than what they want and were created to be. If you are ready to transform your life by getting out of your own way, hearing your soul's voice above the noise, and activating your life's purpose, you are at the best place. Let's tune in to today's episode of Awaken Your Inner Whole Woman. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to Awaken Your Inner Whole Woman. I am so excited. It's another episode. You are back. And if you're the first time that you're visiting, listening to this podcast, welcome to this community where I am reaching out to women who are hungry for growth and change. And so it's not by chance that you've landed here to hear today's episode. Each episode really is giving you information and insight about how to awaken your inner whole woman, because I believe that inside of you is an inner whole woman who's waiting to come forth. Today's episode, we're going to talk about the top five reasons to strengthen your inner core. The top five reasons to strengthen your inner core. What I believe we're as on a physical level, we're going to talk about it also from this dynamic. But if you really think about the physical body and think about oftentimes physically, we're challenged to strengthen our core. And our core area of our body is just, it's more than your ab muscles. I know many of us want the six pack or the tightened stomachs, but it is the powerhouse of your body. And it really facilitates movement and helping to house some very important internal organs and your central nervous system. So it's essential and it's vital for you to do everyday activities, whether you know it or not. I can tell you about it firsthand experience because I've had three C-sections. And so after having each of my children, and they're about 2 years apart, I can tell you that it is difficult to do anything when the core of your body is impacted. That includes coughing, laughing, pain when having to go to the bathroom, walking up the stairs, down the stairs. I mean, everything that we normally do is strengthened from the core section of our bodies. And so I'm going to talk to you not from a physical perspective of your core. I'm going to make some parallels, but I'm going to talk about the core you, your core self, and why it's so important for you to strengthen it and know about it and really walk in it. What we don't often know is that at the core of who we are perfect, we are good, we are whole, we're pure, we're enough, and we're loved. That is who we are at the core of who we are. But this message, unfortunately, isn't taught. I don't know if you got the message. You can let me know in the comments if you got this message very young, because I didn't. I did not know my core self, my core value. And as a result of us not knowing who we truly are, we oftentimes will spend most of our lives living under someone else's expectations. We will find ourselves not doing what is true to us and what makes us feel great. We hide behind the mask, the ego, all of these things that are getting in the way of our true selves. And I want to help you today in this episode to strengthen your core, your inner core, because many of us have this belief that we are broken. It is taught, it is ingrained in us that something's wrong with you, that you're missing something, that you're bad. It's all of those messages. And a lot of the times we get those messages very young that cause us to question our wholeness and to question the core of who we are. But what I love teaching women is to know the truth and unveiling the truth and removing the barriers that are getting in the way of you knowing the truth. Because the truth is, you are not broken. I'm going to repeat that one because it is information that we don't hear a lot. So it probably hit your brain and kind of bounced off. But I want you to know that you are not broken. Now, you've probably experienced brokenness, right? In your life, maybe there were some challenges, there were some hardships, there were some difficulties, but you are not broken because at the core of who you are, whether you feel like it right now or not, look at the clock. Note the time that you're hearing this. At this very moment, you are whole. And your brokenness, you are not broken. There are just parts of you that you have not discovered. This is work. This is the work that I love doing, helping women to discover the truth of them, their core self, their real self, their whole self. And knowing that it's going to put you in a position, which is why I want to talk about the five reasons why you should strengthen your core. Because once you know these things, it will change everything about you. And you will no longer think that you are unwhole, not perfect, missing something, unlovable, not enough, all of that stuff that you struggled with. It will no longer be the same struggle because you will know the truth. I love exposing the lies, the illusions, the drama, so that you can truly know the truth. So your core self, if we were to look at it, is your authentic self. It is the true self. But many times it's so buried underneath so many layers. There are layers of fear, there are layers of guilt, there are layers of shame, insecurities, inadequacies, all of the stuff that oftentimes gets put on, the layers of weight gets put over our core self. And that is why it needs to be strengthened. This is why you're listening to this podcast. You were drawn to this particular episode because you needed to hear the truth that you are not just any woman. You are a whole woman. And that wholeness has nothing to do with what you do, what you have, or what you accomplish. It is who you are and who you were born to be. And so we're going to jump into these five reasons why it's important to strengthen your inner core. And remember, I'm going to do some parallels with your physical core so that you can really see what this means and why it's so important. So let's go with the first one. When you strengthen your core, your physical core, it really can prevent you from a lot of injuries. A lot of the times our backs, our physical back may hurt because our core is not developed. I used to work out. In college, I took a workout class for credit. I don't know if you had that option in college, but I loved exercising and I was able to take a weight training class for credits. And so it was one of my electives and I remembered that we wanted to work on strengthening our backs. And so we had to do some ab work because the two are so connected. So connected. And so in that, when we have a strengthened core, you prevent injuries. And when we think about our inner core self, I believe it prevents pain and suffering. How much of your life have you dealt with pain and suffering? I know, I think of pain as something that we can't avoid. It's a part of life. But I think of suffering as us holding on to pain longer than we have to. And that suffering or that pain could look like fears. It could look like shame. The residue of shame can linger on and on and on. It could look like guilt. How many times have you found yourself feeling guilty about taking care of yourself? Feeling guilty about taking compliments, feeling guilty about putting your need before the need of or alongside of the need of someone else. We do it a lot. And I realized that this is something that can cause us to suffer. Suffering because we're not sure who we are. We hide behind the truth. We put on a mask each and every day without us even knowing it. Because we're afraid that people will judge us, that they won't like us, that we'll run people away if they really knew the truth of who we are. That causes suffering. because there's a part of you that we deny. And in that, we've got to build our core. And building your core will build stability. I recently did a post on my Facebook page. You can follow me on Facebook at The Whole Woman EXP. And I asked a simple question about what do women want? And one of the main reasons, the main things that the women gave was stability. How important is that to you to have a sense of stability in your life? And this is what happens when we strengthen our cores. We have a sense of stability in our lives and our decisions and what we want. And we also have a sense of strength. And so really being able to do that is something that you can do as you're strengthening your core and bringing about stability in your life and having inner strength to decrease pain and suffering. Let's go to the next one. The next one that we're going to focus on in the five reasons why it's important to strengthen your inner core is it protects you. It protects you. The second part of this protection, if we think about it on a physical level, is that our core protects our internal organs. We have so many internal organs. The main ones are in the core area of your body. And we need that protection of this, as well as our central nervous system, which is also housed there, needs this protection. And I think about it when I talk about it from a physical perspective, but I'm now talking about our inner core, that our soul is the spiritual essence of who we are. And it needs protection. Have you ever felt like your soul was dying? I know that's a term that maybe people use, but you can sometimes feel like you're dying on the inside. And I know that by you strengthening your inner core, you can protect your soul. And you can do something different to feel alive again, to feel excitement again, to feel in alignment again. Many of us are out of alignment. Are you able to recognize when you're out of alignment, when you're not feeling either emotionally aligned, spiritually aligned? That is important when we know our core value, we know our core self. We are then in a position to protect our soul, the spiritual essence of who we are. Let's go to number three. Number three is important because as we're strengthening our physical core, I want you to also think about your inner core. And when you do that, it brings balance to your life. I told you about the survey that I did earlier. And one of the other things that came up that women reported that they wanted to experience was balance. We are pulled in so many directions on a daily basis. We are often stuck in our heads. We're pulled from our fears, from our thoughts, trying to overanalyze, overthink, overdo. But you can have balance. I like to call it balance in between what your head thinks and what your heart knows, and being able to not feel so pulled in many directions. And when you strengthen your core, you're not worried about people pleasing, which makes you out of balance because you're always thinking about seeking the approval of others. You're always thinking about over helping, over committing. But when you're in a space where you know that you are loved unconditionally, no matter what, that if you said no and set a boundary, that you won't be cut off from love. It brings about balance in your life. And so that would be number three, our third thing that we want to be mindful of as we're thinking about reasons to strengthen your inner core. The fourth reason that we're going to go over is I want you to really know that when you strengthen your core, and this is the physical first, you are strengthening your posture. You know, when we were kids, we were told what? Make sure you sit up straight. Don't slouch over. And how many of us still practice that today? I know sometimes I have to really be conscious and really think about it because I'll end up, you know, slouching. But as you're strengthening your physical core, you're strengthening your strong, confident posture. And that's what I believe happens to you when you know who you are at the core and you are strengthened by your inner core. You have this confidence in who you are. And you're able to walk in more confidence, confidence in the decisions that you make, confidence in yourself. Instead of living like you are weak and defeated, you know who you are and you know whose you are. That was a prayer of mine. I was younger and I remember, without me even knowing it, I remembered praying, God, show me who I am and show me who I am in you. I didn't know how powerful the prayer was, but as I went on my own self-development journey, I was shown who I was, and I was shown whose I was, and in him, who I am. And that is what happens when we are strengthened by our core self, our inner self. We know who we are. And I encourage you to spend some time on your own journey of discovering, your own journey of understanding, your own journey of introspection as you are discovering who you really are. I believe that you are perfect, complete, and lacking nothing. Imagine what your posture would look like if you knew that 100%, that you knew 100% that you are worthy unconditionally, no matter what. If you knew that your worth couldn't be given or it couldn't be taken away, if you knew that worthiness is your birthright, the fact that you were born makes you worthy. It's not something that can be given and it's not something that can be taken away. And that is a part, a practical way about you strengthening your inner core, being able to know that. I oftentimes talk to women, and a lot of the times we confuse our self-esteem with our self-worth. I don't even know if we're taught a lot about our self-worth. I wasn't given that message. But when you know this, your self-esteem is just your evaluation of yourself. It is very temporal. It is very conditional. So you're doing well at your job. Your friends and family are loving and adoring you. You love the way you looked in that dress on Saturday night. You're feeling good about yourself. You're feeling smart. You're feeling pretty. You're feeling amazing. You're feeling talented. That is your self-esteem, your evaluation of you. But let me tell you about your self-worth. Your self-worth is not temporal. It is permanent. It is who you are at your core. And I love, love, love teaching women about it because at the core of who you are, as I said earlier, you are good, you're perfect, you are enough, you are loved. All of that is who you are. And so I often challenge you to think, maybe you don't have a self-esteem problem. Maybe you don't know your worth. Maybe you don't know who you are. And if you aren't aware of it, this is coming into your knowing so that you can know. And you're able to live at a higher level of consciousness about who you really are. The fifth reason why we're talking about this, because when you strengthen your inner core, the fifth reason why it's so important is because even as you hear me talking about it, you start to feel better. Number five, even as I'm unveiling this truth and I'm telling you more and more about the woman you already are, you start to feel better. You start to feel better about yourself. You start to feel better about your life. You start to feel better about your purpose. You start to get more clarity about those things. And that makes you feel empowered. And that makes you feel motivated and inspired to live your life to the fullest. And so strengthening your inner core leaves you feeling better, more fulfilled, more alive, more excited, more at peace. And that's what I want for your life, because strengthening your inner core is really about working from the inside out. We sometimes minimize the importance of strengthening our core, even on our natural body. But can't you hear how important it is to strengthen your inner core? And so I want to give you some prompts. I want to leave you with some work to do. I know I'm a coach and I'm a therapist. So taking something away from the experience is what I want. I'm going to give you a few prompts in your quiet time to reflect on. I want you to write, I am. And then I want you to write out those statements. And I gave you a lot of those I ams. I am good. I am worthy. I am enough. I am pure. I am beauty. Whatever that is. I want you to write down words that describe you. Write down about your values, what you're most afraid of, and then I want you to write about your strengths. Because some of us aren't sure about our core and really how to connect to it, and that's okay. But these are things, these are ways for you to connect. Another thing that's important in connecting as you're strengthening your inner core is to listen to your inner voice. Because in you, within you, you have everything that you need. And our inner GPS system, our inner guide, inner wisdom, God within, is always giving us insight and information if we're listening. But our challenge often is that we're not quiet enough or we're too busy. And so create time today to settle, to write, and to listen and see what comes up for you as you are strengthening your inner core. I've enjoyed listening to this episode of Awaken Your Inner Whole Woman. I look forward to seeing you in the next episode as we continue to grow and change and heal so we can ultimately be the best version of ourselves. Bye for now. I'll see you then. Thanks for listening to Awaken Your Inner Whole Woman. If you liked our show and want to know more, check us out at www.awaken2power.com. You can also leave us a review on iTunes, and we would love to hear your feedback. Join us next week for another episode of Awaken Your Inner Whole Woman.